Saudi Arabia insists that Iranian weapons were in fact used in last weekend's devastating attack on its oil industry. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that means the responsibility for the assault lies squarely with Tehran in what he called an act of war. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
As he flew to the kingdom, Pompeo dismissed claims by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen that they were behind the attack.
It doesn't matter. This was an Iranian attack.
The Saudis are stopping just shy of directly accusing Iran, but say it unquestionably sponsored the assault. Iran denies it and warns if the U.S. attacks in retaliation, it will face an immediate response. President Trump says he hasn't decided just what to do.
If we have to do something, we'll do it without hesitation.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan Zalmay Khalilzad is set to appear Thursday before a House of Representatives committee to answer questions about now-stalled peace talks with the Taliban and the Trump administration's plans now that the president has called off the negotiations. Mr. Trump surprised many earlier this month when he announced he was calling off a previously secret plan to have Taliban officials and Afghanistan's president come to Camp David Presidential Retreat near Washington, D.C. for talks. Khalilzad held 9 rounds of negotiations with the Taliban representatives in Qatar, and just before Mr. Trump scuttled the process, had announced an agreement in principle with the Taliban. The Washington Post reports that U.S. President Trump's promise to a foreign leader so troubled an official in the U.S. intelligence community that it prompted them to file a whistleblower complaint. The Post, which cited 2 former officials familiar with the matter, said it was not immediately clear which foreign leader Mr. Trump was speaking with or what he pledged to deliver. The communication was a phone call, one former official said. That's according to the Post. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Reserve cut interest rates on Wednesday by a quarter point, a move tied in part to President Trump's trade war with China. In its announcement, the Fed promised to act as appropriate to keep the U.S. economy growing, but did not pledge further rate cuts, as demanded by Mr. Trump, a frequent critic of Jerome Powell, his own appointee as Fed chairman. Powell says he does not foresee any pattern of further rate cuts on the horizon.
There's the ultimate option, and there are options.
If the economy does turn down, then a more extensive sequence of rate cuts could be appropriate. We don't see that. It's not what we expect. But we would certainly follow that path if it became appropriate.
Pakistan has ruled out talks with India until New Delhi reverses its recent controversial actions in disputed Kashmir. Pakistan is also turning down India's overflight request for its prime minister's upcoming visit to the United States. Speaking to reporters, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan charged those he called extremist nationalist Hindu racists and control the government of India. 3 former executives of Tokyo Electric Power Company have been acquitted in Tokyo District Court on criminal charges related to the 2011 meltdown of 3 reactors at the Fukushima nuclear plant in northeastern Japan. Less than 5 weeks before polls open, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is doing damage control. Reuters' Ryan Brooks explains.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apologized after a photo surfaced of him wearing brown face at a party in 2001. Trudeau spoke to reporters Wednesday after Time magazine published the image. He said he was dressed up like Aladdin for a gala where the theme was Arabian Nights.
I take responsibility for my decision to do that. I shouldn't have done it. I should have known better. It was something that I didn't think was racist at the time, but now I recognize it was something racist to do, and I am deeply sorry.
When asked if he would have told someone else to resign if they'd done this, Trudeau did not answer the question.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. The border wall literally became President Trump's signature project Wednesday. Mr. Trump used a permanent marker to sign a new portion of the rust-colored metal barrier, reinforced with concrete and rebar, rising as high as 9 meters in San Diego, that separates California from Tijuana, Mexico. U.S. lawmakers are moving next week to begin passing legislation combating human rights abuses in Hong Kong, an action intended to send long-term support to democracy activists there. If passed, the bill would allow President Trump to use an act to sanction Hong Kong and Chinese authorities for human rights abuses while ensuring protesters are not denied entry visas to the United States. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA one. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. The best.